Unlocked door separated police from the Texas school shooter. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The school district police chief in Uvalde, Texas, continues to face criticism for not ordering officers to advance against a teenage gunman inside Robb Elementary School.
The head of Texas Department of Public Safety is now telling state legislators the situation was worse than had been described.
That the law enforcement response to the attack at Robb Elementary was an abject failure.
Colonel Stephen McCraw testifies that unlike what had been previously claimed, there was no need for responding officers who waited longer than an hour to advance to wait for a door key as the classroom was not locked.
Fox's Eben Brown. A rally on Wall Street. Stocks gaining some of the ground lost in recent days. The Dow gaining 643 points. The S&P up 90 with the NASDAQ 270 points higher. The House panel investigating the January 6th violence at the U.S. Capitol holding another hearing today with a focus on pressure former President Trump put on state elections officials to overturn the results of the last presidential election. Georgia Republican Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger testifying about Trump's call asking him to find 11,780 votes to prevent Joe Biden's election victory.
What I knew is that we didn't have any votes to find. We had continued to look. We investigated, like I just shared the numbers with you. There were no votes to find. That was an accurate count that had been certified.
Raffensperger's deputy Gabe Sterling and Arizona's Republican state leader Rusty Bowers were also key witnesses at today's hearing. The State Department's confirming the death of Steven Zabilski, an American who died in Ukraine. Media reports indicate the 53-year-old died on May 15th while supporting Ukrainian forces in their battle with Russia. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Russian spokesman Dmitry Peskov told NBC News that the fates of the two Americans captured near Kharkiv, Ukraine, earlier this month will be decided by a Russian court. He says they're not likely to be protected by Geneva Conventions for prisoners of war because they weren't part of Ukraine's regular army. The men are believed to be the first Americans captured by Russian forces since the Ukraine invasion began. Overdose deaths, connected to opioids are on the rise, and some parents are concerned about their children using social media to access them.
Sammy Chapman was 16 years old in high school when a drug dealer offered him a menu of prescription drugs on Snapchat and delivered it to his doorstep. The Drug Enforcement Agency says prescription drugs are being marketed to kids all over social media, but what they get is fentanyl, and one pill can kill. The DEA says drug dealers are using emojis to peddle pills to kids in code. Social media companies have caught on and say they are taking action.
Fox's Hillary Vaughn. Uber is reinstating an option to share rides with other customers in some cities.
Uber Pool was renamed UberX Share when it returned in November, but still wasn't available everywhere. It'll now be available in New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago, San Francisco, San Diego, Phoenix, Indianapolis, Portland, and Pittsburgh. The lower cost service was suspended early in the pandemic. It allows riders to share an Uber and receive a discount. It plans to add additional locations this summer. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Hong Kong's iconic jumbo floating restaurant has capsized in the South China Sea less than a week after it was towed away from the city. The company says no one was injured. It had been a landmark in Hong Kong for more than four decades, serving Cantonese cuisine to more than 3 million guests, including Queen Elizabeth. It closed in 2020 due to the pandemic. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.